Thanks for that kind introduction and good afternoon. I have nothing to disclose. So since CHIP's inception in 1997, the combination of CHIP and Medicaid has reduced the proportion of uninsured U.S. children by 47%. And CHIP funding was just renewed earlier this year, but it expires again in 2017 when it will require congressional reauthorization yet again. Nevertheless, no studies have prospectively examined the impact of CHIP and Medicaid coverage on uninsured children. So our study aim was to prospectively assess CHIP and Medicaid's impact on previously uninsured children's health, health care, and costs of care. The methods were as follows. The research design was a prospective observational study as part of a randomized controlled trial of an insurance intervention for uninsured children, which we call Kids Help. That stands for Kids Health Insurance by Educating Lots of Parents. The study sites were Dallas communities with the highest proportion of uninsured and poor minority children, and recruitment occurred at 97 community sites, including supermarkets, department stores, public libraries, Goodwill stores, food banks, health fairs, Boys and Girls Clubs, churches, schools, laundromats, and housing projects. Eligibility criteria included Latino or African American race or ethnicity, an age of 0 to 17 years old, no health insurance, and eligible for but not enrolled in Medicaid or CHIP, and residing in Dallas County. Recruitment was performed from June 2011 to January 2014 by trained bilingual Latino and African American staff. Outcomes examined included health status by parental report, access to care, unmet medical and dental needs, use of health services, the quality of pediatric care on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is the worst and 10 is the best. This is using items from CAHPS. Parental satisfaction with care, out-of-pocket costs of care, family financial burden due to the child's illness, and then the cost of health care in the past year. An 82-item baseline and 67-item 12-month questionnaires derived from national surveys and published studies were used to evaluate outcomes. Health insurance coverage was initially determined by parental report and then verified by the parent providing a copy of the notification letter or insurance card and or by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. And subjects were contacted monthly by a blinded research assistant to monitor outcomes for 1 year. The results were as follows. This is the participant baseline sociodemographic characteristics. First column is a characteristic. Second column is the mean or proportion for the 237 children. Mean age was about 7, 50% female. Race ethnicity is about 2/3 Latino, 1/3 African American. 36% of parents were not high school graduates and 76% were unemployed. The annual combined family income was low at $22,000, ranging from nothing to $64,000, and the mean months uninsured for the child was about 14, ranging from 1 to 132. In terms of health status and access to care, in this slide we look at the access measure, followed by the proportions respectively for the uninsured and insured, and then the p-value in the final column. All of these comparisons are statistically significant. And you can see that the uninsured were significantly more likely to have health that was not excellent or very good at 45 versus 27%, no PCP, 67 versus 18%, no usual source of care, 19 versus 1%, no usual source of sick care, 12 versus 3%, different sources for sick and preventive care, 55 versus 14, never sometimes gets immediate care from the PCP, 40 versus 77%, and then no 24-hour phone coverage for sick care, 81 versus 56%. In terms of unmet needs for medical and dental care, you can see that 48% of the uninsured did not receive all needed health care overall versus 13% of the insured. Preventive care was 48% versus 6% and did not receive dental care 62% versus 18%. Specialty care trended in the right direction but was not statistically significant. In terms of use of health services, the first column is the health service use in the past year, and you have the mean number of visits for the uninsured and insured. Your final column is the p-value, and you can see that the mean number of visits was significantly higher for all doctor visits for the insured versus the uninsured, 2.9 versus 2.1%, for preventive care visits, for sick visits, and then there were no statistically significant differences in ED visits or hospital stays. In terms of parental satisfaction with care, you can see that a third of the uninsured reported the doctor never sometimes takes time to understand my child's specific needs versus 14% of the insured. For the doctor never sometimes respects you're the expert on the child, it was 29 versus 14%. Wouldn't recommend the child's health care provider to friends, 24 versus 8%. and there were some non-significant trends in terms of the doctor never sometimes understands how you refer to raise your child and didn't ask all questions I wanted. This slide shows quality of care on a 0 to 10 scale, where 10 is the best. If your quality measure followed by the mean quality score for uninsured and insured, and then the p-value, and the statistically significant difference was the insured had a significantly higher mean quality score of 8.9 versus 8.1. The other were trends, but were not statistically significant in terms of primary care provider, acute care, and specialty care. In terms of out-of-pocket costs of care and family financial burden, you have the measure in the first column, and then the costs are proportioned for the uninsured and insured respectively in the next two columns, and then the p-value. And you can see that the mean out-of-pocket cost per visit in the past year for all doctor visits was significantly higher for uninsured kids, $67 versus $30. For preventive care visits, $63 versus $9. Sick visits, $81 versus $16. And ED visits, $146 versus $77. The mean annual cost for caring for a sick child significantly higher for the uninsured at over $6,000 versus $622 for the insured. The parents need additional income to cover the child's medical costs, 29% uninsured, 5% insured, and then the child's health caused the financial problems for the family was 29 versus 7%. In terms of cost by group and cost savings, your first column is the cost item, then you have the mean cost per child for the uninsured and insured respectively, and then your final column is the p-value. You can see that the mean cost per child was significantly higher for hospitalizations for the uninsured at $1,131 versus about $731. For ED visits, it was a non-significant trend, $607 versus about $477. ICU stays also a non-significant trend at about $2,894 versus $935. For wages and other expenses related to the missed work days due to the child's illness, you can see significantly higher costs for the uninsured at about $523 versus $126. So your total was over $5,000, $5,155 approximately for the uninsured, and for the insured, the mean cost was about $2,269. So this gives you a total mean savings per child insured by CHIP and Medicaid of $2,885.75. In conclusion, covering uninsured children with CHIP and Medicaid improves health, access to medical and dental care, the quality of well child care, and parental satisfaction. It increases the use of services, including preventive visits. It reduces unmet needs, out-of-pocket costs, and family financial burden, and it saves $2,885.75 per uninsured child over the course of 1 year. Implications include the findings highlight the importance of reauthorizing CHIP, given the rigorous evidence that CHIP and Medicaid coverage significantly improves outcomes for uninsured children and their parents while reducing family out-of-pocket costs and producing substantial savings for states and our nation. And based on the savings of $2,885.75 per uninsured child covered by CHIP and Medicaid, our nation could save over $10.1 billion annually by providing CHIP and Medicaid coverage to the 3.5 million eligible uninsured children in the United States. Thank you.